بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر رضي الله عنه: ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما؟ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we enter the year 1445 Hijri, we would say in Arabic, or in English we say 1445 AH. AH means after Hijrah, and after the Hijrah and the migration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It was in the time of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu that he gathered Sahaba radiallahu anhum to choose and find a focal point for tracing, recording events. And after much discussion, many ideas were thrown in, that whether it be the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Islamic calendar was from the time of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. And then eventually Umar radiallahu anhu, after much deliberation, taking the ideas from Sahaba radiallahu anhum, decided that the point of recording events would be the Hijrah of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Hijrah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Al-Hijratu farraqat bayn al-haqqi wal-batil. Because Hijrat was that deciding factor between Haqq and Batil. It was because of Hijrat that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Hijrat was the gateway to freedom of religion. Hijrat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum signaled to the entire world to come that this is the bar and the standard of sacrificing for the deen of Allah. This is what we need to aspire. That Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave the ultimate sacrifice, examples of which we will be discussing inshaAllah as we go through the discussion. It's a very lengthy discussion of the Hijrat. One is the Hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many lessons. Then the Hijrat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And each one of them carries so much of lesson for every one of us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not within him to leave. He didn't want to leave Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ma atyabuki, O Makkah Mukarramah, how pure are you? O Makkah Mukarramah, ma atyabuki, ma ahabbuki, how beloved are you to me? It's not the land. Had it not been for the people driving me out of you, O Makkah, I wouldn't have left. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after making this hijrat, to understand that we would feel it was a life of oppression, suppression, atrocities, blood that was spilt. Maybe for them it was like happiness leaving Makkah Mukarramah, going to another land of peace, a sanctuary, a peaceful area, and where you don't have any threat. It wasn't as we may perceive it to be, that Sahaba wanted to leave. Yes, Hijrat, the command of Allah, they were happy. But leaving Makkah Mukarramah was hard for them. It was difficult. After making Hijrat, Aisha radiallahu anha says, hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. He says, the different Sahaba radiallahu anhu may seek, just one we discuss. Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu was going through extreme, severe pain and fever. So severe as if he felt his bones were about to crack. And he would sing as he becomes conscious, unconscious with his fever. Gaining consciousness, what is he expressing? He says, أَلَا لَيْتَ شِعْرِي هَلْ أَبِيتَنَّ لَيْلَةً بِوَادٍ وَحَوْلِ إِذْ خِرُوا وَجَلِيلُوا
وَهَلْ أَرِدَنَّ يَوْمًا مِيَاهَ مَجَنَّةً وَهَلْ يَبْدُوَنْ لِي شَامَةُ وَطَفِيلُ.
He says, how I wish I could spend that one night in the valleys of Makkah Mukarramah. It was so nice, peaceful, we were accustomed. That was my birthplace. I could just drink from the fountains and the waters that would gush into the valleys of Makkah Mukarramah, and then gain that strength and that vigor that I once had. If only I could just set gaze on those mountains of Makkah Mukarramah, expressing his desire. This is relayed to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba very sick, Medina Munawara, extreme fever. And this is that lesson for us, that in Medina Tayyibah there's great test. Sometimes we just go for a short period of time, a week, somehow in longer periods of time. But when the test comes, we need to be very, very firm and steadfast. For after the test is going to be a lot of khair from Allah. The temporary test does come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu are going through this. Bilal radiallahu anhu is cursing the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the chieftains. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately makes dua. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Madina. Allah, it was your command we came. Make Madina tayyiba beloved to us. Kahubbina Makkah aw ashad. Ya Allah, as you made Makkah Mukarramah beloved to us, make Medina Tayyibah beloved to us, that we want to stay in Medina Tayyibah, we desire the lands of Medina Tayyibah. Nabi Sam made dua, O my Allah, the fever of Medina Tayyibah, move it away from here. Let it go to another land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua. But it was difficult for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Mawlana Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi, as he famously known as Allama Mia, Mawlana Ali Mia rahimahullah. So Mawlana Abul Hassan, so beautifully he expressed and encapsulated that love that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Medina Tayyibah. He says, فَكَأَنَّهُمْ رُضِعُوا بِلِبَانِ حُبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ وَتَعْظِيمِهَا وَامْتَزَجَ ذَلِكَ بِلُحُومِهِمْ وَدِمَائِهِمْ. He says, as if the love of Makkah Mukarramah was breastfed to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. As if now this is part of their DNA. It's part of them now. Love for Kaaba Sharif, this was part and parcel integrated in their blood system, flowing. Love for Makkah Mukarramah. We would say DNA. We know what it stands for. Deoxyribonucleic acid. So that's the DNA. For Sahaba radiallahu anhum, dini, natural attachment with Makkah Mukarramah. They couldn't leave Makkah. It was difficult for them. But they had to leave it for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson for us, that there is a balance between emotion and sharia. The moment comes the sharia, we control our emotions. Everything within limit. Yes, someone passes away, we feel the loss natural. A lady has got 3 children, sometimes 5 children. The breadwinner of the house, the sole earner of the house, husband passes away. Now sometimes we become so sad, taken away with depression, that we cannot find our feet again, we're falling, can't even make ibadah, losing weight, etc. So these are all natural cycles that we have all come and we all will go. What we've got may be lost. Allah gave us the car today, maybe tomorrow it'll get hijacked. Allah gave us that business, maybe sometimes it'll get looted. But all of this, when it is controlled and curbed, understood that the sharia has to reign supreme. What is the command of Allah now? Emotions are there. We naturally will feel the loss. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want us to do? And look at the amazing achievement of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. You know, generally we know amongst ourselves, sometimes there is some difficulty financially, or whatever it be, sometimes even with work. There was their retention in the company, and last in, first out, and then eventually a person has to leave. Now these children are in school, in grade 8, 9, 10, settle with friends, etc. To uproot and to go to another city, very hard. Those are the children that will really cry for it.
I mean, that father, even that mother who's got her circle of friends, now to uproot and to go to a new environment and make a living is difficult. Sahaba did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this entire hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first it was a dream. Nabi sallam sees a dream. In the dream, Nabi sallam sees this land is abound with date palms. But Nabi sallam is confused. There's two areas. It could refer to Yathrib, which was Madina Tayyiba, and it could refer to Hajar. Which land is meant? Nabi sallam is not too clear about it. Again, Nabi sallam has a dream, and eventually it becomes clear that the hijrat now is to Madina Tayyiba. Nabi sallam gives permission to Sahaba. Oh Sahaba, permission Madina Tayyiba. Bismillah, you can start the migration. You can start the hijrat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum started going for hijrat. They are uprooting, leaving and going. Incidents we will slowly discuss. We want to focus first on the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba are going. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes. Now this is divine sign. He comes to Nabi sallam, Ya Rasulallah, permission on to go, ijazat, go for hijrat. Nabi sallam says, Abu Bakr, don't rush. What you rushing for? Just now. Few days later, Ya Rasulallah, hijrat. He says, yeah, just now. Other sahaba asking permission. Bismillah, chalo. He can carry on, go. Everyone's getting permission. I'm not getting permission. Deep down, he wants to go. Nabi sallam said, don't rush. He's not understanding, not realizing that there's a divine plan for him. He wants to go for the freedom of religion, to uphold the deen of Allah, but there is a divine plan he doesn't know about. Now, why Madina Tayyiba has been selected from all areas? The geographical location of Madina Tayyiba is amazing. Something ourselves we didn't even know, until we went to one of the museums in Madina Tayyiba. In Madina Tayyiba, towards the outskirts, you have to take one of the streets, Shari' Malik Abdul Aziz, after a few, they call it Dawra, the circle, then there is a museum on the left-hand side. They, one of the people who runs that museum, he is from the family of Nabi Sallam, he's a Sayyid, subhanallah. So that was nice meeting him. Seen all those models that we built of Madina Tayyiba, the masjid, etc. So he explained to us and he says, see, this is Madina Tayyiba. And he says, see, these three areas are surrounded with volcanic mountains. Back in the days, they erupted. Now they are dormant. They won't erupt now. But the three sides are surrounded with volcanic mountains, which means for horse to travel, impossible. For man to travel, very difficult, extremely difficult. So there's only one side that's open to entrance and exit for free flow. That is why the Battle of Trench was very easy for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, build a trench on one side, not the entire four corners. The trench was only on one side, and Madina Tayyiba was secure. So one is the land that was rich with the fruit, with dates, but even the land that was rich with very pure souls, the Ansar and the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lil fuqara'i al muhajirin, in the 28th juz of the Quran, and then walladhina tabawwa'u ad-dara wal imana min qablihim. These people are amazing. Yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim. People who migrated to them were closer to them than their own blood. They were ready to make them the heirs of the estate. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated. He says, no. Now it's blood. Leave these Muslim brothers. But they were ready for them to inherit. Allah forgive us. Sahaba said the bar that the Muslim brother will earn more than the blood. They were happy with that. Today, even the blood inherits, we want to shortchange them. Even the blood. How low are we stooping? Allah forgive us. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Even if poverty had to be their lot, even if I have to spend the night without food, but my visitor must eat. We know the incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. 11 years after Nubuwa, 6 people from Madinah Tayyiba became Muslim. This is the trail of events. Why Madinah Tayyiba also? 6 became Muslim. Go to Madinah Tayyiba. They are advocating Islam, propagating Islam. Eventually, 12th year of Nubuwa, 12 Sahaba came to Makkah Mukarramah, pledged allegiance to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Aqaba, Bayatul Aqaba, 12 Sahaba. The next year, 13th year after Nubuwa, 75, approximately 88, difference of narrations, but approximately 70 to 80 Sahaba radiallahu anhum from Madinah Tayyiba pledged allegiance. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes through the plains of Mina, Arafah in the Hajj. May yu'wini, may yansuruni. Who is there to give me a safety, a sanctuary, to take care of me, to help me and assist me? The people of Makkah Mukarramah are persecuting us. They are tormenting us. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are seeing the other end of life. It's difficult. Who is there to help me? Eventually the Ansar came. Ya Rasulallah, we are ready for it. Someone actually comes to the Sahaba of Madinah Tayyiba, the Ansar, and whispers in their ears and says, do you know what you have accepted? You know what you take in? This is not an asset, it's a liability. You take these people, we come and wage war. You ready for it? Bismillah, we're happy with it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can we say no? So they gave that full open invitation to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come, Bismillah, come. Open invitation. Allah forgive us today, even our homes are closed. They open invitation to the whole city. Come, Bismillah, use what you want. Take what you require. And now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, eventually the dream was seen. Sahaba are given permission. Now we just start off the hijrat and we'll continue. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees the dream. Sahaba majority are gone. Sahaba majority are gone. Eventually, the kuffar realize that the people who we require to subdue Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we subdue them, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a forgotten entity. We just need to break their spirits. But they are making hijrat. They're going to freedom. So they realize we need to close this avenue by assassinating Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they call for a parliamentary discussion, closed door, Darun Nadwa, we would say in today's time, a parliament, the house where they would all gather together. So it was a secret meeting, all the leaders are there to discuss, what do we do? As they enter, they see one old man standing at the door. Old man, who are you? He says, no, I'm from Najd. Actually, that was Shaitan. He says, no, I'm here just to see whether you're making the right decision. I'm here to help you all. I know you're here for some decision, a very important decision. I'm here to help you all. So they started making decision. What do we do? Some said, I think so, we need to kill Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Na'udhu Billah. So the old man said, not a good idea. Others gave other opinions to say, listen, let him make hijrat and that will be forgotten. This is not a good idea. Eventually someone said, Abu Jahl actually comes with the idea. So this was the shaitan amongst people. So he says, listen, one person, one man can't kill. Then that's going to be trouble for us. From all of the tribes of Makkah, Mukarramah, let's choose one strong youngster. So one youngster from each of the tribe must be chosen, and they got a group together. And see, these people must pounce on Nabi Sam at once and assassinate. Now they can't point fingers at one. It's a group involved. They need to fight the whole of Makkah, Mukarramah. Listen, I don't think so. They're ready for that challenge. So the old man says, very good idea. I like that one. So they made plans to form this group of youngsters ready to assassinate Na'udhu Billah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Rasulallah, hijrat as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Don't even see the next morning in Makkah Mukarramah. Immediately. And at night, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam now had to make this hijrat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is going on this hijrat. Now to go for the hijrat, midday it is, just before the night, midday. Nabi Sam is walking and he's going to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So close was this relationship that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu already could sense something. If Nabi Sam is coming to me midday, sweltering heat of Makkah Mukarramah, enshrouded, he's got a shawl around him and he's walking to me, something has happened. What has happened? Abu Bakr is all ears waiting. Nabi Sam comes right to his door. So when Nabi Sam comes to the door, he opens the door. He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sam comes inside, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, whoever is here must come out. Akhrij, whoever is here must come out of the house. Everyone must come out. Ya Rasulallah, no fears. Innama huma ahluk. Your family is in the house. Aisha radiallahu anha. My other daughter Asma. No one else. And we all will hold the secret. There's no soul that needs to know what's to happen. If it's leaked, it's a problem. No one needs to know. Now, if there's one that I really trust, Sahibul Ghar, he's you, Abu Bakr. Imagine, and still we'll find a group of people. If there's someone that they don't trust, it's Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And if there's only one person Nabi Sam will trust, one person that Allah, that Nabi Jibreel alayhi salam is entrusting, is Nabi Salam. Nabi Sam is entrusting Abu Bakr, secret, we need to leave. We have to leave. I have to go on Hijrah, Al-Hijrah. What is his first worry and concern? He says, Ya Rasulallah, as-Sahaba, can I accompany you? Nabi says, Naam. Abu Bakr is sobbing and he's crying. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I never knew a man could cry out of happiness after I saw my father crying. When Nabi Sam told him, you can accompany me, he's ready to put his life on the block to save Nabi Sam's life. Allah give us that tawfiq, that I'm ready to put my life forward, but the sunnah must be saved. I'm ready to sacrifice whatever it may be, my business, my everything, but the sunnah of Nabi Sam must be protected. Then, today we will say, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, 8 doors of Jannah will say, Abu Bakr, enter from me. Enter from me. Then next to Nabi Sam, the first grave, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he was ready to give it all, Allah give us the tawfiq, that we are ready to give everything for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, Ya Rasulallah, camel is yours. From 4 months ago, I bought 2 camels. I was rearing them and I knew some time is going to come. Abu Bakr never thought about himself. He said, no, for me and my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2 camels, not for me. 2 camels. He already bought 2, kept it. Nabi Sam will require one. Bought it. He said, Ya Rasulallah, camel is yours. Nabi Sam says, no, I'm not taking it. I'm going to make hijrat on my camel. Ya Rasulallah, I'm giving you the camel. It's a gift. You will ride on your camel. It's a gift. It's yours. Nabi Sam says, no, I will pay for it, else I'm not taking it. So close. But the transaction must not break our friendship. That's more important. And I will pay for it. I'm ready to pay. Nabi Sam says, Abu Bakr says, listen, I have to take the money, as Nabi Sam is not going to accept any other answer. Accepts the money. The camel is given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by next week, inshallah, we will continue with the hijrat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.